This afternoon, we'd like to see the title "To Life" in Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 through 35. For online courses put pills of the world, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in chapter 6, what are main issues? In chapter 6, what are main issues? Question 2, in verse 5, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, or deliver yourself like a deer from the hand of the hunter, and like a bird from the hands of the fowler. What does the phrase of deliver yourself mean? What does the phrase of deliver yourself mean in this context? Last question in verse 32. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. What does the phrase of lack understanding mean in this context? Last question, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. What does the phrase of lack understanding mean in this context? First of all, we'd like to see a little background. The 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 through 34. And God gave Solomon wisdom and exceedingly great understanding and largeness of heart like the sand on the seashore. So basically, God gave Solomon wisdom. So today, the chapter 6 of wisdom, actually God's wisdom, because Solomon was given by God in wisdom. So here talks about also verse 31, for he was wiser than all men. So which means Solomon was the wisest of the world at that time. He spoke of 3,000 proverbs. Originally, proverbs of 3,000 proverbs, but here there are in the Bible only 31 proverbs. So many proverbs were missed. So also his songs were 1,005. So Solomon originally wrote a song 1,005, but today only 150 in the Bible, but most of them wrote by David. The most of them was written by David, but Solomon only the two Psalms in total 150 Psalms. So also he talked about animals, birds, creeping things, and fish. So Solomon had a lot of knowledge over biology, certain animals, plants, or insects, fishy, those are things. So today, let's see, chapter 6, verse 1 of Proverbs. My son, if you become surety for your friend, if you have a shaken hand in pledge for a stranger. Here talks about surety. First of all, what is surety? Surety is one who undertakes primarily the other's liability when the other fails his own obligation. So it's such as a cosigner. So cosigner is a primary liable to pay certain loan if his friend fails to the obligation. So certain pay to a stranger. So that is called surety. Also guarantee. So here, I give you one example. If you buy a certain car from car dealer, so car dealer ask you are not qualified to buy car with the loan because your credit too low. Then you ask your friend, can you become guarantor or cosigner or a surety? So your friend come here, so he signed for you. That moment your friend become cosigner. So you fail certain loan to car dealer. So your friend then will pay for that amount, that surety. So here, if you have a shaken hands in pledge for a stranger, shaken hands meaning deal, you know, or made a contract between you and a stranger. In this case, you and the car dealer. So, you know, that case, they called an surety. You are sneered by the words of your mouth because you signed, you know, that particular, you know, contract. So you are bound to pay, you know, certain obligation which your friend failed, you know, to do so. You know. You are taken by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son, and deliver yourself. For you have come into the hand of your friends. Go and humble yourself, plead with your friend, give no sleep to your eyes, because you worry about, you know, too much. Because, for example, I co-signed my friend, so if my friend, you know, failed to certain loan to car dealer, so I will be bound. So that kind of, I couldn't sleep. No slumber to your eyelids. Deliver yourself like a gazelle. So here, deliver yourself, what does it mean? Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. So here, you know, like a car dealer or a stranger, like a hunter or a fowler, so you are looks like a, you know, deer or a bird, you know, they caught almost by, you know, hunter or fowler. So deliver yourself, meaning simply you should go to your friend, you know, humble yourself. I made a mistake, get my name off of that contract. I am sorry, I cannot do that. You know, some kind of make excuse. So you ask your friend, you know, please leave my name from the country. I cannot become a co-signer, you know, to you, you know, that kind of thing. So verses 1 through 5, so Solomon gave wisdom, actually given by God, wisdom to the children of God, you know, how to live a good life. So you should be against the surety or co-signer or guarantor. The next one is against laziness. The verse 6, go to the end. So as you know, Solomon has a lot of knowledge. He had a lot of knowledge of animals, you know, ant too. Use sluggard. Sluggard meaning or lazy person. Consider her way and be wise. So her meaning, you know, ant way and be wise, which having no captain. So ant has no leader, no overseer, no ruler. Provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her fruit in the harvest. So basically, the ant, you know, working diligently to bring, you know, supplies and food, you know, like that. How long will you slumber or sluggard? How long, you know, will you be lazy or a lazy man? When you rise from your sleep, a little slumber. So I want to take a more rest, you know, more or less, then moment a little, folding of the hands to sleep. So shall your poverty come on you like a prowler, or prowler meaning robber. And robber, you know, which unexpectedly, suddenly, you know, powerfully, inevitably, kind of, you know, situation, verse 11, and you need like an armed man, you know, powerfully, suddenly, unexpectedly, the poverty come if you care, you know, laziness. So, which meaning you should be diligent, you should live against laziness. Next, third issue, wickedness or evil, you know, character. A worthless person, a wicked man. So a wicked man is, you know, not beneficial. Works with a perverse mouth. You know, perverse mouth meaning ugly mouth, or, you know, distorting truths, you know, God's word, perverse mouth. He winks with his eyes. So winkers, he, you know, solicited, you know, people. He shuffles his feet. He points with his fingers. perversity is in his heart. Perversity, you know, the utterly not in righteousness, not right track is in his heart. In his heart, meaning the heart of a wicked man. He devises evil continually. So he gives an evil continually. He sows discord. Discord meaning, you know, troublemaker, not like a peacemaker. So continually elicitate disharmony, you know, discord. Really, he is enjoying making discord, enjoying making people disharmony. Therefore, his calamity or tragedy, calamity shall come suddenly. Suddenly, he shall be broken without remedy. So, you know, some people love in disharmony, you know, among the body of Christ, among church members. So that is not, you know, the coming from the Holy Spirit. That is tempted by the Satan or a devil. You know, so we should be, you know, peacemaker, you know, influenced or led by the Holy Spirit. Verse 16, these are six things the Lord hates. So Solomon talks about the six things. Then, yes, seven are an abomination to him. So God hated the seven things or six things. Why six or things? Because verse 18, you can count in one. If you count one, so six things come out. If you counted two, so, you know, the God hated things would become, you know, seven things. So verse 17, God, you know, the number one problem, God, you know, resist against the proud, you know, give grace to the humble. So number two, a lying thing, God, you know, the hate a liar. So hands that shed innocent blood. So God, you know, give a hard time to innocent people. God hate that. Number four thing, a heart that divides wicked plans. This one is a divider over a wicked plan, wickedly in a trick. God hate them. Then, next one, if you count, this action. Feet that are swift in running to evil. So God hated evil doer. So verse 19, a false witness who speaks in lies. So 16, false witness, false testimony. The last one, 17, one who sow discord among brethren. So discord, disharmony. You know, somebody give, you know, troublemaker among, you know, church brothers and sisters over in Christ. That is, God hate that. So rather than, you know, edified, you know, brothers and sisters to the body of Jesus Christ. The last one is Solomon talks about adultery. So adultery defines sexual intercourse of a married person with another other than his or her own spouse. So adultery applied to only married person, but the same kind of married person we called, you know, fornicator. So fornicator is a married person, you know, illicit sexual intercourse, you know, person we call, you know, fornicator. Here adultery talks about that, but we can apply to extending to fornication too. My son, keep your father's command and do not forsake the law of your mother. Bind them continually upon your heart. So which meaning continually remember, meditate, you know, God's word. You know, basically father's command, you know, mother's law, you know, coming from God, you know, God's word. Tie them around your neck when you roam or you wander, you know, aimless work. You know, you are working aimlessly. They will lead you. So God's word will lead you when you sleep. They will keep you. God's word keep you. When you awake, they will speak with you. God's word, you know, really day and night will lead you. For the commandment is a lamp. Because the commandment, God's word, a lamp, like light, to give enlighten the shadow way, dark ways. the law, a light, reproofers of instruction or rebuking instruction are the way of life. So the God's word is the way of life. To keep you from the evil woman. Here, evil woman or immoral woman. Why evil woman coming? Because Solomon talks about adultery. So here, you know, the hypothetical is given. Married a man might involve into adultery with the immoral woman. Here, from the flattering tongue of seductress. So flattering tongue. So they might profit from their sexes and from the married man kind of thing. Do not lust after her beauty in your part. Here, the Solomon talks about in your heart. Do not commit adultery in your heart. Like in Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 5, verse 27 and 29. You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not commit adultery. Adultery requires two parts. One is a mental part, really lust, I desire commit sexual intercourse, that kind of heart part or mental part. The other one is a conduct part, actual activity, actual conduct to sexual intercourse. That is Moses' law, the Ten Commandments require two parts. But Jesus said, I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So the mental desire to commit sexual intercourse with another woman, you already committed adultery. That is Jesus pointed out, you should watch for your heart, beginning part, mental part. Here, exactly the same thing Solomon talks about, do not lust after her beauty in your heart. That is initiating your heart, nor let her allure you with her eyelid. So don't be tempted by the winking, alluring, woman. For by means of a harlot, or prostitute, a man is reduced to a crust of bread. So finally, the man, might be, poor, to be a crust, just a piece of bread, and an adulteress. Adulteress talking about a married person, a married woman, adulteress. Married man is adulterer, who committed sexual intercourse, with another, rather than his wife, that is adultery, this is adulteress. Can a man take fire to his bosom? This is Solomon talks about, you should think of a consequence of your adultery. So fire to his bosom, which meaning you would get burned. And his clothes not be burned, obvious clothes, shall be burned if you take a fire on your bosom. Can one work on hot coals and his feet not be seared? So his feet would be burnt. So is he who goes in to his neighbor's wife. So neighbor's wife, married a woman, whoever touches her shall not be innocent. Touches her. So you are physically, the touching her or sexual intercourse is not innocent. You are guilty of, adultery or attempted adultery, not in completion, but attempted adultery. You are liable. Verse 30: people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy himself when he's starving. So because of his necessity. So the food necessity, so he is stealing something, he is stealing bread, so nobody criticizes you, but except the policeman or third party. But however, verse 31, yet when he is found by the police, come authority, he must restore the sevenfold. So he should pay back the stolen the food, you know, stolen thing, with the penalty, you know, sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. So he may give up the to may give up, you know, his furniture to pay back, you know, his stolen things. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. This is the last case. What is lacks understanding? Whoever commits adultery with a woman, he who does so destroys his own soul. Number one, the commit adultery, you know, your soul, you know, would be destroyed. Wounds and dishonor he will get, so you will be, you know, public, you know, sample. And wounded, his reproach will not be wiped away, so you would get, you know, public reprimanded. Well, for jealousy is her husband's fury. So her husband, you know, so angry against you, you know, jealousy. Therefore, he will not spare in the days of her vengeance. So her husband, you know, make angry against you. He will accept no recompense or ransom. He will not, you know, accept any compensation, nor will he be appeased. Although you give many gifts, her husband would not accept, because he is so angry, also he is jealous, you know, against you. So that is talk about that, you know. So here, let's see, you know, each question answer. In chapter 6, what are main issues? Today, Solomon wanted the children of God to live good life. So that's why Solomon raised the four issues. Number one, first 1-5, surety. You shouldn't be surety, or you shouldn't be cosigner. Number two, first 6-11, laziness. You shouldn't be laziness for good life. Number three, wickedness. So verse 12-19, you shouldn't be wicked. So last one, verse 20-35, adultery. You shouldn't commit adultery from your heart, even from your heart. Question two, in verse 5, deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. Here in verse 7, the hunter, you know, there is almost a, you know, catchy deer. So the other one is a fowler, almost catches a bird. So your situation as a surety, you are likely the deer, you know, caught by, you know, hunter, or you are likely bird that caught by fowler. So in that case, you should deliver yourself, which means you should by himself humble, go to your friend, you know, to ask him, you know, please leave my name off, you know, I am so sorry, so I don't want to involve in surety, you know, anymore, you know, please deliver me as a surety, I got a mistake, you know, that kind of thing, deliver yourself. In verse 32, last question, whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. He who does so destroys his own soul. Here, lacks understanding, what does the phrase of lack understanding mean? Lack understanding mean you should consider the consequences over your adultery. So your consequence after you commit an adultery, you should consider that. You should understand that. So if you understand the consequence, you could not involve in, you know, adultery at all. That's all. Okay, let's just sing song. Next song, then we'll pray. Page 14, number 13. Next one.